before with Aaron, I was working on the same skull, which is an Oreodont. And again, just to kind of refresh your memories, this animal is about 25 to 30 million years old, and this is from the South Dakota region of the United States in the Black Hills area. Now, before, I was using this chisel and this tapping hammer to work on this fossil skull here. And I want to resume just for a little bit to finish up an area that I was working on, because I'm going to show you something else that I do a lot back in the lab after I expose some of the fossil material, like I'm doing now, and I blow it away, that I need to put on some hardener. And if you'll hand me that bottle of glue there, take the lid off. Now this glue is again, this is polyvinyl acetate. And this is a glue that we use on the specimens to seal in and protect and harden the specimen. Now I'm going to take the glue bottle and put it right here. And if you'll go ahead and take the brush and dip it in there. Okay. And I was working here earlier. If you'll apply some glue there. And see, it's soaking in right now. And every time that you apply glue to the specimen like this, it makes the bone harder and harder and more durable, and it'll last much longer. Now, okay, now I'm going to put the cap back on. Are there any questions from the chat room yet?
Yes, there is. This is Miranda's question, and she says, is a dino bone as hard as a rock?
That's a good question, and the simple answer is yes, because this is a rock, okay? Because when a bone becomes a fossil, and it really becomes a rock, so they are as hard as a rock. Good question.